GoCast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the About Last Night show. With me, I'm awesome.
Hey, come on. Hey, there's other people here, man.
Oh, there is. Oh,
what is this, the right. Brad Williams show?
Well, I tried to do that, but, you know, we are in Hollywood, and we are obligated to have at least one Jew on the show.
Yeah, well, at least you know the rules.
Yeah, I do. I was schooled in them. So I'm Brad Williams, and my co-host over here, as always.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Although Hanukkah is done.
We're almost done.
Is it almost done?
It's the... God, I'm a bad Jew. It's the 15th night? That's
15th
not right.
15th night of Hanukkah.
Nights.
That's amazing. No, so they extended it by 2 weeks now.
Well, you know, it's...
We need more shopping days.
More shopping days.
Got to put the gross national product has to go up, yeah, the so bottom line.
Yeah, we had Black Friday, then we needed, you know... another Friday.
We need more Fridays.
I think
it's done, though.
Presents?
Yeah.
I usually do get presents. First of all, that voice you're hearing,
let's not
waste any time on the intro.
Sure, sure.
All right, thanks,
Ladies and gentlemen, from Frank TV.
Oh, jeez.
From Comedy Central.
No, not Comedy Central.
I was about to start doing like what every host does.
Right.
Yeah. From The Tonight Show, from Conan.
Just
from
making
Showtime.
Up credits.
You've seen him everywhere.
It's funny.
Or when you had
no one line in a Jimmy Kimmel sketch. You're like, you've seen him on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Well, maybe you did see him.
Yeah,
you probably didn't because he had one line.
That's my intro. Sketches.
Yeah,
it's so funny you bring that up. First of all, Melissa Villasenor.
Villasenor.
Is in the studio.
Melissa Villasenor is the sweetest person in comedy.
Oh, jeez.
But absolutely. You know what? But she's also an incredible comedian.
There you go.
Amazing impressionist.
Mm-hmm.
Just honing a unique voice in comedy right now. And you're how many years in comedy?
Five.
Five.
That's awesome.
That's just over the hump of like being like, I'm now starting to figure out a little bit of who I am, right?
Oh,
and starting to
turn
the corner of being like, all right. And
it's getting pretty deep now.
But also,
I'm in this for life.
Yeah, yeah. Past the 2 or 3 years of scraping for stage time, but still, like, I'd say 5 years away from when we probably, I feel like 10 years, at least from what I assess from seeing comedians who are doing it, is when you really go, I'm fucking, I feel like I got a pretty dope act right now, right?
That's probably true.
Hopefully, because when people tell
me... hustling like we're hustling.
Yeah, when people say like, hey,
viewers couldn't see it, but we just gave it a nice little fist pump.
Yeah, you did. I mean, when people come to me and say, hey, I'm thinking about getting a stand-up, like how long before I make it? And I say, well, anywhere between 2 and 80 years. Somewhere in there you'll make it.
Yeah.
Hopefully
by 78, you're telling geriatric... piss the bed jokes.
But what I wanted to tell you is that you brought up the thing with the host is because I did the Laugh Factory in Long Beach and on last night, before I met you guys at a party, which we will talk about.
Yeah.
We're actually talking about last night on our show about last night.
Yeah.
It never happens that way.
Maybe the first time in the history of our show where the title makes sense.
So last night I'm doing the Long Beach Laugh Factory. And the host goes on stage to bring up a comedian and says, all right, this is a great moment because this is this guy's first time ever on stage.
Oh, shit.
You've seen him touring all over the country.
No, you haven't.
Whoa, those statements followed each other back to back.
That's ridiculous.
This is his very first time on stage, and you've seen him touring all over the country. So unless he's just a traveling whore.
Juggler?
He made his living as a concubine, but now he's trying out stand-up comedy.
Wow.
Give it up for him. And I just started laughing. And
but you know, when you're starting out, you need, I mean, and you know, and using that Kimmel credit, you got to use something, man. And you got to have something to go up to. And hey, you were on the show.
Right. Yeah, I was on the show, technically.
Yeah.
I met Don Rickles on that show.
Hey, well, maybe that should be a credit.
Right. He's met Don Rickles. I met him on the Kimmel show. And he was walking out. He was exiting. And then he saw me. I was dying to get a picture. Everyone on the Kimmel show told me I'm not going to be able to get a picture because he's Don Rickles and he doesn't do that kind of stuff. But
did he say anything to you?
Yes.
What?
I'm sitting on the hallway.
Known for being like the original roast master.
He's the insult comic of all insult comics.
Do you like him?
To be insulted.
Don Rickles, little old man, bald, like.
Ah, man.
Really? You don't know Rickles?
No, 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 no. I know him. Oh, okay. I just can't think of him right now.
Well,
how he looks like.
Our DJ and sound man, Dangerous Dick, will
pull it up at some point.
Sure. Dick, how are you, by the way?
He's good.
He's good.
But let's
Rickles is coming out. Sees me in the hallway. Stops, and his entire entourage stops around him, and he just looks me up and down and goes, "Stop smoking!" You know, like, smoking stunted my growth, hence that's why I'm little.
That's what he said to you?
Yeah, he just said, "Stop smoking." It was great.
Wow.
So I've been insulted by Don Rickles. That will go
on. Did you say anything back? That's what I'm curious about. When you're, like, people in the audience, they're not going to have a clever retort, but if you're a comedian, and are you... Do you just take it, or are you like, oh, this is my opportunity to engage in banter with a guy who is...
I didn't have anything back because Rickles is the master.
Yeah, what are you going to say back?
Yeah, and that's him. Like that's...
I'm younger than you. You know.
Right. Like, that's like you see Gretzky on the ice at some random rink, and he's doing moves that you've never seen before and doing them perfectly, and you go, well, I can skate backwards. And then you just kind of do that and try to show it off for him. No, I acknowledge Rickles, said, hey, thank you. I'm a huge fan. Can we get a picture? And now that picture is in my house right next to the picture of me and Hulk Hogan. Which one do I value more? I have no idea.
Oh, my God. Who's got the better porn out there, Rickles or Hulk Hogan? Let's can we pull up that clip of Melissa first? Oh, shit. You pull up Rickles? All right, play a clip quick from Rickles.
He speaks English, though.
What does that mean, Don?
That means get off my mind.
You recognize that guy?
Blacks all the way in the back.
I don't. I'm sorry. I've heard his name before, but I don't know him.
I think he started in like the fifth. Like he was
no,
he was big on Carson. Like he would come on Johnny Carson and rip on Carson all the time.
And fill in for him, I think. You know, the band played for a Jewish president. Our younger viewers may know him from Toy Story as Mr. Potato Head.
Well, see, that I know.
There you go.
Which brings us to our next question. How old is Melissa Villaseñor?
I'm 25.
All right. So you started stand-up when you were 20.
Wrong. I cut the years, you guys, because I started actually when I was 17.
Right.
But I eliminate those.
Of course.
I say 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that's when you...
spots every once a month, you know, so
right.
I don't count
you don't. You can't get that because you're
not
getting better at that point.
And no,
you're
not, no.
Even though you still consider yourself a comedian. I think we all do it. I think you do it twice, and you're like, you walk on and be like, yeah, I did go up at the Comedy Store. Right? Remember those? You see people around all the time. I did it. Shit, I remember I performed in the main room. It was maybe my eighth time doing stand-up. Chris Rock came on after me. I went on Facebook that night and was like, I opened for Chris Rock. And everyone back home's like, yeah, man, you're killing it.
He's
I'm
making
like, I
it.
I am killing it.
Eight times in.
Then I did a belly room.
He's got a three-picture deal in the works.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
I mean, it's three pictures that, you know, that he drew and put on the fridge, but...
Sure.
That's so
good night.
It counts.
And then, like, I did a belly room show, and Michael Richards was on it, and I talked to him in the green room before. By the way, a week before he went to the factory and dropped a couple N-bombs. I'm not talking about Fig Newton. And
Fig Newton.
Yeah, that's the other N-bomb.
Absolutely.
Can you imagine if that's what he said?
Newton?
Yeah.
Newton?
If he said it with the same anger and like...
He's a Newton! He's a Newton! We used to string Newtons up by their heels! That goes back to...
See? Would you get in trouble?
That
you insinuated what he was...
Sure.
You know, that it's a slur, but he said Newton. Like, but he's a strawberry Newton!
Well, that goes back to my...
He's a fig Newton!
Fig Newton. That goes back to my biscuit lips theory, or our biscuit lips theory. And if you missed that podcast,
tell Melissa what happened.
Here's what happened. I was doing a show in Long Island, New York. Two black people sitting up front talking during my show. You look shocked. So
hug that mic, will you?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Before I could address them, some guy yelled out from the back, some audience member, "Hey, shut your mouth, biscuit lips!"
Oh.
And I had never heard biscuit lips before. But he said it with such conviction where you're like, that's a bad racial slur.
Yeah,
but I never
that.
And when you break down biscuit lips, it doesn't you can't tell what it means. Biscuits are loved by white people, everyone has lips. Like even the black guy stood up, he's like, motherfucker, I will kill biscuit lips, really? Like I don't even know what that
he said that?
Yeah, like he was intrigued by it. So
and
that's
you're on stage like hey, I didn't know what to do.
I was just laughing. I didn't know. I had to give, like, as a human being, I hurt that someone just said a racial slur. But as a comedian, respect, like, much respect to say something that I didn't know of. We've got Melissa's video.
This is the final time before I got booted off, guys.
Wait, is this? Oh no. Okay, Dick, can you look up what would you type in the clip to find the clip?
I guess
audition from Seattle.
Okay, yeah. So put Dick, in Melissa
type in Vies, Seattle.
It just pop in right, Melissa Vies, and your America's Got Talent. It'll pop up.
Yeah.
Or
whatever. So
it's that main one there. It's tricky because there's one with a really long intro, and you're like, I don't want to.
Well, we can fast forward through the intro.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So just.
But you guys, I was 23 here.
This?
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And so, working.
When I watch it, I feel like I'm nothing like that on stage now.
Which isn't that
crazy?
It's cool.
It is cool.
Because it's
now
like,
I'm
you're
like,
oh,
man.
I'm like, to see the change is one of the most rewarding parts about this. Because you're like, all right, that lets me know that I'm doing it enough to evolve.
Yeah.
And just, you know.
That's pretty cool.
And so you started doing stand-up, all right, seriously, when you were 20. You've always been doing voices and impressions, which is how you got on America's Got Talent, which you can say is what really, like, put your name out there a lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then you started doing the road, colleges and clubs nonstop,
mm-hmm.
and you had never been on the road before.
No. We've talked about this many times.
It's fucking lonely and scary,
yeah.
first of all. But then to go from working at
Forever 21
to just the road, like,
you worked at Forever 21?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How many times did you lie to some 48-year-old that came in there going, this looks good on me, right?
You're like,
how many times?
That's
how many
cute.
Times? Exactly. You have to, though.
You have to, right?
Yeah, you're making
the
sale.
There was one time an extremely old lady. She walks out. You know, she thinks she's hot stuff. And I go, have a nice day. Because you have to greet everyone. You go, have a nice day. And so... she's walking out and she looks, she turns around and she takes her shirt and pulls it down off her shoulder and then walks out. I was like, what did that mean?
Was that like a fuck you, an old lady?
No!
Oh, really? Yeah, have a nice look at this bony, bony, crinkly shoulder blade.
Hey,
so weird.
What was that?
I read Montclair. Shoulder veins are in this fall.
Oh God, so. Shoulder veins. That might be the quickest way to kill a hard on.
Dude, check out her shoulder. Veins.
Check out those shoulder veins.
So we've got that's funny. So we've got her audition right here, and this is where we know.
Man, and so Brett, so Melissa, such a great comedian. This is the impressions, you could say, right, is what put you on the map.
Oh, yeah.
And now, as we're about to see, and Brad has never heard any of them, so this is going to be great. But now you're saying, I mean, you're trying to kind of get away from...
Not necessarily get away from impressions, but just, I can't...
Not
make that, like,
because
main
after
thing.
This, people saw this and new impressions, they were like, hey, let's book the impression comic and do all that.
Yeah,
because that's what people loved. And that's what they want to see.
Right. And I always do them in my shows.
Of course.
If I do like an hour or 45.
Because they're incredible, and you have to. And,
definitely.
But after a while, you're like, hey, I've also got a comedic mind that I'd like to tap
right.
into.
Yeah, yeah. So, thanks, Adam. Thank you, man.
So let's hear some of these impressions. Here's Melissa Villaseñor.
This is Barbara Welters, and today on my show, I have award-winning actress Natalie Portman. Natalie, I hear you're having a baby.
She's doing a great Natalie Portman face. Look it up.
I am Barbara.
That's great.
We're thinking of naming the baby Oscar, but that's silly because that's my cat's name, so.
There you go.
That's crazy.
They're loving it.
Hey, y'all, it's Miley Cyrus. What's up?
And you have the teeth. I love that you put out the teeth.
What, Dad?
Good job.
No, I'm not going to clean my room right now. Want me to clean out your bank account?
Nick Cannon's loving it.
Well, sure, because you have talent. He's jealous.
Okay, Kathy Griffin here. Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal.
Are you Kathy Griffin now?
Okay, so the celebrity I really hate right now is Christina Aguilera. Yeah. Because she totally messed up the Star Spangled Banner. Am I right? Oh, say, can you see?
Oh, Can't even finish.
That was an amazing Kathy Griffin, by the way.
Thank you.
It was perfect. Look at this. We just cut her off after that, right? No, keep it played.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was a weird experience.
Hearing that many, because, I mean, what? You're doing the comedy store? Keep playing
I don't think that you will be working in retail much longer.
What did you think when she said that?
I was like, oh, good. You better be right.
Will you tell my manager that?
Yeah, you
better be right.
But Forever 21, my manager, once, because they came to film me working at Forever 21. They got, and I had to tell my manager.
Because they want to show the backstory.
Yeah, and then one of the managers found out I was in the show and everything, he started just being like an asshole.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, jealous.
He was right.
Singer?
Mean. I don't know what he was, but
well, he's a manager of a Forever 21,
fair enough.
Yeah. And that's not what
he's watching you using it as a springboard to something else. And he's like, this is a springboard to just eventually dying as a Forever 21 manager.
What?
Really, I'm sure he's a great guy.
Adam, how dare you? I'm sure when they had career day in high school, he was in the Forever 21 manager line.
It went Quiznos, Ross, Radio Shack,
Ross.
Forever 21.
Yeah.
Aw, Radio Shack.
Hey, I love Radio Shack.
There you go.
It's on its way out, though. We can talk about that next week.
Okay, but it's so...
So they were filming there, and he was just like... he didn't it.
I forgot what he said, but he was like, you're not greeting the customers, Melissa. And I was, but he literally every person that had to walk in the door, we had to say, "Welcome to Forever 21." And I didn't want. I don't know. I was getting lazy, but I was just so frustrated.
But
because you don't want to be working there.
I used to work retail. I worked at Hot Topic. What's up?
Oh man, I just bought a studded belt from there the other day.
Darn right you did.
What would you have told her if she bought the studded belt from you?
Oh,
let's set up a scene. Ready?
Okay.
So you're walking in. You're looking for a studded belt. Hey, greeter.
Hey, welcome to Hot Topic. Be sure to check out our rock wall in the back where all our rock tees are actually 25% off today. 75% off if it's an AFI shirt because no one listens to that fucking band. But all of our good bands, 25% off.
Okay, thanks. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Now, can I help you find anything specific today?
Oh, I was wondering if you have those belts with that studs in it that are real punk.
Absolutely. Those are the most punk rock you can get. We have those studded belts. Now, in addition to those studded belts, we also sell studded bracelets, studded earrings, studded clit rings. And we could have you just be completely studded out. It's definitely the look. It's nothing says more punk rock. I hate my family. Fuck you, Dad. I hate that you're a lawyer and you bought all me this nice stuff than a studded belt.
Babe,
what are you doing?
Yeah, no, you know
babe,
what?
I told you to meet me outside of Lids. I got my Wiener Schnitzel pretzel, and it's almost done. And I'm at Lids, and I'm waiting for you. Like, where the fuck?
Look, I wanted
Karen.
A studded belt, but then this guy here working at Hot Topic told me he just pretty much hates everything. So I want to get out of here.
You hate it? Oh yeah. Do you fucking hate making my girlfriend be late to meeting me outside Lids?
Absolutely, I hate doing that because you're obviously a stud of a man.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, look at you. You're strapping.
Yeah.
Have you thought about getting yourself into a Motorhead T-shirt?
For sure, dude. I also want to see if you got a Homer Simpson cock ring.
I do have Homer Simpson cock rings.
Hell yeah,
dude. In fact, they go perfectly with the entire Simpson set of cock rings. Unfortunately, we can't have Maggie. Something about legal issues, about having a baby on your cock.
Hell yeah.
They don't really let us do that.
Sure.
But we absolutely have the entire Simpsons. We also have Bob's Burgers, Family Guy. Once again, can't have Stewie. Something about the baby
issue.
All good.
How much for you, man? How much for you?
We actually do sell. We don't sell me exactly, but we have Lord of the Rings cock rings where you can have the dwarf there. He comes with a battle axe, and the battle axe is real.
Perfect.
So you got to be careful when installing the cock ring. But I don't know if you're Jewish or not Jewish, but in case you do need a circumcision, the battle axe does double as a circumcision device. So you could have that. We also have...
Wow, you did work there.
Yeah. Can you tell?
Holy shit. Well
Jesus!
Played. Well played.
That was very good.
Oh, and yes, I do have a stutter.
That's fine. It adds to the sale.
That was really
sale.
Good.
Do you want to know the actual reason why I have a stutter?
No.
And this is true.
Well, I mean, yes.
Yeah. No.
You said
fuck
no.
You.
I meant like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I said no.
And this is the absolute truth. I found this out a couple years ago.
Wow, recently.
And it's amazing that I do comedy, but I have a stutter, but it's true.
But you don't, it never affects a joke.
I didn't even notice, actually.
Sure, shut up.
No, I'm serious. I didn't even think about it until you said it.
Yeah, I have one because I was born left-handed, and my parents thought they switched me to being right-handed. They forced me to do everything right-handed because they thought being left-handed would make me weird.
I'm a
midget son. I think midget trumps lefty. Are you kidding me?
No, that's hilarious.
The kids on the playground don't run up to me and go, "How are we going to make fun of this kid? Well, he's kind of tiny, but did you see how he caught the ball? Oh, that's really weird."
Oh, my God. That's
why did they switch
that's
me?
So weird. How'd you find out that, though?
Well, because I finally saw The King's Speech, and they talked about that in The King's Speech, the movie, where they say it often happens when parents try to switch their kids of their
crazy
hands. And I asked my family about it because I remember eating with both hands and doing certain things with my left hand.
Yeah.
And my parents always telling me not to do that. And I said, was I left-handed? And they said, well, yeah, you were. But don't worry. We switched you. Well, thanks, Mom. Now I sound like Porky Pig when I go bleep, 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 bleep. And I say that. So that's obviously
worse. In all fairness, Porky Pig was ambidextrous. So. Yo, how does that affect the brain, though?
Well, what happens is
your brain's like, whoa, 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 hey, aren't we going to do it with this hand?
Like, yeah.
And half the brain's like, well, no, we're doing it with the other hand now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about, we've always been doing it with the left hand. Yeah, mm. yeah, but we're going to do it over here now. Okay. Well,
it's funny because now the only thing that I can now
this
do.
This has been Adam Ray humanizes a dwarf's brain.
The only thing I can do now with both hands is masturbate. I'm an ambi masturbator. That thing, yes.
Yeah, that's definitely worth clapping for.
That's good. You know, you get the carpal tunnel in one hand. Are you on the shelf? No.
So you're like good. So one doesn't feel, because you know there's a whole thing where guys be like, you do it with the other hand.
It's stranger.
Yeah. But they're both.
No,
they're both.
It's all me.
It's all family for you. They both feel like close relatives.
Absolutely. But yeah, I had to go to speech therapy for years to try to get rid of the stutter and all that.
Okay,
so.
Well, let's not get into that. Yeah. So Melissa, well, that's crazy. That's.
Yeah,
and what's really interesting is that they thought they didn't want left-handed. Like I eat and write with the left hand.
Okay.
I do all sports with the right hand, so I am ambidextrous.
There you go.
But left-handed people are pretty great. They're known for being creative and
sure
and well endowed and
smearing their letters
with left hand.
Is that
do it? We really?
Yeah, because you're writing it
yeah.
and you're smearing it.
All right.
There's actually a left-hand day in our calendar that's dedicated.
Really? And what happens?
I use celebrate. I guess. I don't know. My dad and my brothers, they're left-handers.
Okay.
And then my mom, my sister, and I were right-hand.
Wow. So is that like a civil war? Like
yeah,
when when one family goes, one part of the family goes to USC, the other part goes to UCLA. Like
yeah.
they can never quite agree on shit.
Yeah.
It's like, eh.
One goes to Baskin-Robbins, one goes to TCBY. Yeah,
dude,
that's TCBY.
Frozen yogurt, baby.
That causes a lot. Now we
the
all
impressions. What did you think of that clip? By the way,
that was great.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, the Barbara Walters was great, and the one thing I like about you is that when you do your impressions, they're not just of people that everyone does impressions of. You know, you didn't go up there. I'm trying to think of a female that everyone can do an impression of. But they weren't hack impressions. They're impressions
you.
That you don't really hear a lot.
Avril Lavigne.
No one ever.
Everyone does an Avril.
Everyone does Jennifer Aniston.
Do they really?
I think so. That's
can
a
you
common.
Do a Jennifer Aniston?
No,
have you ever tried? No.
I tried. I could do it. I don't want
to. What about a big black lady? Melissa and I drove home from San Diego once and just talked like big black ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not, for the entire drive. 2 hours of Melissa Villaseñor and Adam Ray. Ready? Let's give it a little taste.
Yeah, because I was going through guy trouble.
Yeah.
And you started saying, well, girl, you just got to get rid of him and just go party, man.
Girl, you got to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself what kind of Melissa Villaseñor you want to be looking at. Because right now, I'm looking at a sad, sad human being who don't know what she want, who don't value herself, and who don't put up with shit. Now, if you don't see the same thing, girl, I'm about to pull this car over right now and beat the motherfucking shit out of you. And then what would you say?
What'd your response be to that?
You're right.
You feel me?
You're right.
You feel me, Melissa?
I feel you.
MV?
Yes.
Can I call you MV?
Yes.
I feel close enough to call you MV, girl. You're looking mighty fine on that orange polka dot
Thank you.
What is that, a blouse?
It's a blouse.
I feel like we're acting out every Tyler Perry movie ever.
Yeah, that sounds really
what is that, a blouse? We'll be right back. This Friday, Tyler Perry. What happens when two big black ladies drive in a minivan from La Jolla to Los Angeles? Is that a blouse? Tyler Perry. Perry in blouses.
Blouse.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a blouse. Friday.
And and somehow, opening weekend, it makes $25
million. $25
million. Tyler Perry, man. It happens.
It's, you know what? You just reminded me of... okay, two things, because I have a couple cool black lady jokes.
Oh, please.
But
fire away.
Well, no, I...
Do they involve biscuit lips?
No, no biscuit lips. No. Sorry.
Sorry,
when, no, like when I'm traveling, you know, you get sad and lonely, you know?
Yeah,
you do.
But when black ladies, when they call you baby, that, like, makes your day. You feel like, wow,
like
someone
Christmas
loves
morning,
me, you know?
Right?
Like, when I was in line at a fast food place, and she goes, you go ahead, baby. I'm going to wait. You go ahead. I got someone. I'm waiting for someone. You go ahead, baby. I was like, I'm not going anywhere until you give me a hug. made me so happy.
Isn't it amazing? It's very endearing and, like, inviting and warm, because it's like you don't know them, but it's like them adding, like, I think it's the same way dudes are like, hey, buddy, or like, what's up, man, and...
Well, that doesn't sound that friendly.
It doesn't at all, actually.
There is.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. Yeah, because you're like, all right, man.
There is a woman that works at LAX. She works in the American Airlines terminal.
Oh, no.
She's there from about 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. That's when she's there. And she is a fat, sassy black woman. And I love that woman. I don't feel safe getting on a flight until I see her. Whenever I walk in,
that's
she just
cool.
goes, oh, my baby's here. My baby's flying today. Baby, where are you going to today? And you just feel good. You just feel great.
And that's genuine enthusiasm, too.
Yeah.
Big black, sassy black woman.
They
don't
it,
fake.
Man.
Yeah, they mean it.
They can't
it.
Fake anything.
Yo, that should be a t-shirt. Like, or that's a slogan for big black sassy women. We mean it.
Big black sassy
that's
women.
Good. That's
we
good.
Mean it.
Yeah.
It's perfect because I've seen her go off on customers when they get in the wrong line.
That's the best.
Oh, why are you getting first class line? You ain't no first class coming on my airline like that. No, you gotta go on the general line over there. You gotta pay for your bags just like everybody else. Oh, my baby Brad is here. You first class, baby. You first class. You come over here. I love you. It was funny because I did a family vacation and we went to the American Airlines terminal, LAX. And I was there with my entire family, and she sees me, comes running down, goes, oh, my baby, and gives me a big hug, squeezes me in that home that we know as two large black breasts, and just gives me that big old hug, goes, my baby. Oh, and my
what
mom,
a comfy place.
My mom, you know, 60 what some odd years old, goes, stands up and goes, your baby. That is my baby.
That's hilarious.
You put his head back between these white breasts.
No one is allowed to cuddle that boy except for me. There is only one pair of breasts he will ever call home. That is mine, good lady. Good day, sir.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's
so,
and that was the first time a dwarf's head was, or two different colors of breasts fought over a dwarf's head.
Yeah, and none that I think of in a sexual manner either.
None, not at all.
None, just two, just two that are home.
Yeah.
That's it. It was great.
Now, Melissa, what was the – I don't want to spend too much time talking about all the impression stuff because I'm sure you've done it on everybody's podcast, right?
Oh, yeah. But you were going to ask what my
just
favorite
because
one
I,
is?
Just because I feel very – I mean, you know, we're connected on many levels because we're fucking weird people. But I also – even though I'm not like an impressionist like you, I start my comedy career for sure began with impersonating friends and teachers. And I feel like – you and I share a similar thing where we have like a good ear for stuff and being able to like mimic or, you know, but you, where you separate is that you actually spend time working on some and like really honing and making them pretty awesome. And for me, I'm like, oh, I can either do it or I can't.
Oh.
My question is,
yeah.
What was your first impression and what did you do that made you go, wow, I can do that pretty good and that people heard and they're like, you really sound like that person.
Well, it was my Britney Spears impression when I was 12. I remember I was listening to the Baby One More Time CD. Mm-hmm.
That had just come out.
Oh yeah, it was like this is gonna be my life right now, you know.
Sure.
God, and then you know, just, with her.
Oh baby, how was I supposed to know? And I was listening to it so much that I sang like it out loud and I showed my friends at school and they're like, oh my god,
head.
You know? I feel like they were hanging out with her all of a sudden.
Yeah. So then I.
So then when you saw the reaction from your friends, you're like, okay, that's.
Yeah. Then I was like, oh. So then I. Well, then Christina Aguilera was also, you know.
Yeah.
Right after Britney.
Yeah.
So
Gene
like,
in a bottle.
That was next one for me. And I'm just. Oh, hey. And then I was like, okay, that's
holy
good.
Crap.
And yeah. Then I got.
And then you're like,
more.
I gotta get a David Hasselhoff because then he became really big. So I had the trifecta of music stars.
Yeah, it all started with the singing impressions, and then I started learning this speaking.
Yeah, the people who weren't singers.
That's incredible. Yeah. Now, did your friends do the thing where they have you leave voicemails or whatever, or like their outgoing messages?
No, and you know what? People always say, "Oh, you must do a lot of prank calls, huh, Melissa?" I'm like, "No, I don't. I don't want."
No,
to
No, I'm a good person.
People.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not an asshole. Yeah, cool. Yeah. No, are we good. Done here? Can I please just have avocado on my sandwich, Subway employee?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So.
And then Owen, I learned Owen. Owen's voice when I was 18. Owen Wilson.
Wow. Yeah, okay. You're not technically allowed to do it until you're 18.
Right.
Well, no. No, it's just that Zoolander, you know, came out.
Wow.
And I remember, you know, sharing my Owen Wilson impression at the Ha Ha Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, wow, yeah.
And Jack charges
and then
way
some
too
guy
much for
and the
DVDs.
Crowd was like, who's Owen? They didn't know who he was then. Wow. It wasn't until later. People were like, ah, okay.
Yeah, the Wedding Crashers guy.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was your first non-singer guy was Owen Wilson.
No.
Now, would you impersonate, like I would do teachers and friends and stuff like that. Like the first
impression
I ever did was a girl. I think I've told this story where the girl, there was a new girl in school and she was like the cute, like I almost said hot, but she was fourth grade. She was like the cute girl. Hey,
good
man.
Save.
Hey.
Good save.
The teachers told me she was hot.
You know.
So she's in fourth grade, and you know the girls didn't want to look at me, and I was jealous that one of my buddies, she you know the skinny athletic kid, she was like all about him, and
fourth
I was
grade.
Yeah, and I was just had the biggest crush on her. So then I started kind of telling a story to somebody about a conversation I had with her, and I'm doing her voice. I just innately would do like the way you tell
do you
a story.
Remember?
It was something like, you know, I was like, my God, we were at a recess, and she asked me, like, you know, if I was going to play tetherball or basketball, and she was like, oh, my God, so are you going to be over at the tether? She had a really crack. That's the one thing I remember. Obviously, I'm much deeper now. She didn't sound like this. But the crackliness in her voice is what I could get because she was really, like, in the back of her throat and crying, like, are you going to do tetherball or basketball? And, like, it doesn't sound hot at all, by the way, but in fourth grade, you're like, schwing.
That's the shit.
And so I figured out, so my buddy was like, dude, you sound exactly like her. And I was like, really? So I started calling my buddy, pretending to be her for about 3 weeks.
The
and
athletic
I'd have,
dude?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd call him for literally
awesome.
15 to 20 minutes conversations at max. Me as her and talking about the day, being like, what are you going to play tomorrow? Are we tetherball or basketball? Like,
that
what
is so
great. Will you sit next to me during lunch? And I'm fucking 10 years old doing this shit. I'm sitting there at lunch and I'd be like, come sit next to me during lunch. Like, I'll raise my hand and come sit next to me. And so I would watch them during lunch and he'd be looking over at her.
Wait, that is so funny.
Hey, man, I had to keep myself entertained.
That's
when
the most advanced cock blocking I've ever heard of.
Isn't that incredible? So then finally, one day I just told him I couldn't do it anymore because he was like coming to school being like, yeah, man, we talked on the phone for like 20 minutes last night. And in my head, I'm like, you stupid motherfucker. Like, that was, how can you not tell? At one point, because, you know, I was a pretty big kid. So it's like, how could you not hear the Pop-Tart Cool Whip sandwiches I was chowing down, being like, oh, my God, you know what sounds really good right now? Spaghetti and meatballs and macaroni and cheese and meatloaf all in a bowl. And he's like, is this Adam? I'm like, what? Gotta go. You know.
And this was time before caller ID.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
Star 69 was like 2 years later.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was perfect. So then I told him at school, I was like, hey, man, that's been me calling. And his face was I'll never forget it. Hearing that it was me. Because then he goes, it wasn't you. Didn't want to buy it. And then I go, are you playing tetherball or basketball? And he goes, dude, his face. It was like I told him I, like, you know, just got his mom pregnant. Anyway, so with that being said, did you have a friend or teacher that you like? Did you know?
There are a lot. There are a lot of them, but none of them stick out in my head.
Okay. It was the celebrities that stuck out. I was like, oh, that sounds like something.
Yeah, it was more of this celebrity impressions.
Well, that and the fucking Britney impression is just spot
incredible.
On. I had never heard that before. And it's always amazing to me because, I mean, she lip syncs in her shows. And it's like, well, if you're going to lip sync, like, at least doctor up the voice and make it sound good. like, at least make it tolerable.
Well, Britney Spears isn't coming on the show anytime soon. Jesus, we're just knocking off guests left and right.
Yeah, I mean, we had
Or maybe she will come on the show. Hey, Britney. How's that? Jesus, do you got to sing everything? How's,
I'm here.
How's X Factor going?
It's okay.
Are you having a good time on the About Last Night podcast?
It's okay.
It's okay. I want that as my ringtone. That's incredible.
That's funny because, Melissa, I didn't even meet you until really last night.
Really?
I mean, we met before,
That was the first time we met at the we were at an airport.
At a Britney Spears convention.
No.
Brad was dressed.
We met at an airport?
Yes.
When
we were in Portland, or I don't know, we were making connection flights, and I said, "Hey, Brad," and then you said, "Hey."
Well, maybe you should have said a little bit more. I mean, "Hey, Brad," and then you just walked away. You go, I'm not going to remember this moment. Yeah. How do you not remember that?
This is going out of my head.
It was that way because Brad was like, "Oh, cool."
Whoa,
was I a dick?
Dude.
No, you weren't. You weren't.
Oh, Hollywood Williams.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, son of a bitch.
He was nice. But we're, you know, when you're at an airport, everyone's. I hate this.
Yeah. How many years ago was this?
No, this was this past spring.
Whoop. But here's the thing too. Brad lives in Fullerton. All right, Brad. We're up here. He is not. He does all of the clubs up here, but I wouldn't say you're at all of them every night like we are.
No.
So that is, and that's why. You know, I mean, you guys are two of my favorite people, and that's what's crazy that you haven't met. Cool. But there's a lot of these situations because, especially for you, because you're people that are up and coming, I think you know less about because you're not seeing them every night, right? Because
I don't care about the peons making their way clawing up the stand-up ladder.
I knew it was
How
coming.
Can you help me? Can I be on your podcast of 25 listeners? Ha!
I like how you said climbing up the stand-up ladder.
Yes! Yeah. I laugh at your podcast. No. Nay.
Yeah. I knew it was coming. Hollywood Williams, man.
Hollywood Williams.
Well, back again.
Well, but we had a very Hollywood party that we were all at last night.
Oh, let's
night.
Talk about
Yeah, let's
last
talk
night.
About this club.
It
was popping, as the kids say.
It was really
How would you describe
poppin'.
If we were three people assessing, like, you know, critiquing the club?
This was
what would you
KT Tatara, comedian KT Tatara and comedian Jeff Keith's birthday party at how do you pronounce this? Dre's?
Oh, it was a club in the W Hotel.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, I didn't know how to say it either. But, yeah, no, we got up. We went in the elevator. We went, and then we got to the club, and it was doom, storm,
yeah. Doom,
ding, ding.
Yeah, what was that one song we were singing? We were trying to make up the lyrics to one song. Cause
it was like. All I kept saying was. And that's it. It went for good 10
minutes.
No
lyrics. No, no. I heard that last night. I was getting mad because the DJ is just playing a club beat the entire time.
Yeah, not creative.
No song you've ever heard before.
No, Michael Jackson. Like, put on Michael Jackson. You always have to put on Michael Jackson.
Sample some Michael. Dude, I would have taken fucking Keith Sweat at that point. Well, that's a bad example because I always take Keith Sweat. I would have taken Rick Astley.
Like me, nobody.
Yeah.
Yo, I would have taken Never Gonna Give You Up. Never Gonna Let You Down. Like over some. Like,
well, of course you would. Boom, boom. Of course you would take Rick Astley. And we're all in the club, and there's a bunch of us there. A bunch of comics came out. But. None of us could talk to each other.
That's the worst part.
Because it's nothing but...
So how are you been? Cool.
What? Melissa! Is that you?
Hey!
Hey!
Can't hear you.
What?
Good times.
Yeah.
What cities have you been to recently? Austin! This place is cool!
This place is awesome! You have autism?
What?
Dude, yeah. I mean, and it's... You know, you see the drink, and it's just, I don't know, a lot of leaning into people's shoulders and smelling their ears because you have to get that close.
I smelled B.O.
Lots of B.O. Club B.O. is the worst.
Yeah, Club B.O.
Nobody knows that better than Persians. Hi, I'm Adam Ray. And when you're at a club and you smell a dirty Persian's armpit, use this. Old Spice. Old Spice for Persian armpits.
Well, that is. I don't know if you guys saw the other dwarf at the club, right?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I almost was it a he or she? I didn't.
No, no, no. It's he's I a almost, comic too.
Yeah,
it was Nick Novecki.
Nick. Yeah.
I could. Okay, I thought that at first because I saw the back of his head and I've seen the back of his head before.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No, but whoop. That was just a joke. Nobody laughed or responded to that as if it was. No, but I didn't. You know, he he was behind me at one point, and I almost tripped over him.
Holy.
No joke. That would have been a traumatic moment for me, because it's like, shit, man, be more aware of,
sure,
you know, people not at your level, and also not comedically. I'm talking about height-wise. And then also, you know, if you just, I mean, you know, I'm not a small guy. If I fell backwards on him, who knows what's going to happen? All of a sudden, we're 69ing in the middle of a club. Because I would have fallen backwards.
Absolutely.
You know. Anyway.
Oh, well, it's always weird for me. Sorry, I totally jumped on that joke.
No,
I apologize.
I didn't have a joke.
No, she was just saying she got it. And it was the funny timing.
It's always weird for me if I'm out at a club and I see another dwarf. Because for me, it's like, hey, man. My territory, motherfucker.
Oh, my
territory,
isn't
dude.
That awesome.
I'm holding down this party. This is my gimmick.
Yeah.
People are gonna talk to me because they think. People are gonna think I'm weird and want to talk to
There's
me.
There's gonna be one hot chick here with something on the bucket list to cross off, and I'm gonna be that.
Be that dude.
I'm number 17.
Not you. So Nick and I are all friends. We've literally known each other for years.
Well,
and,
since the cookie making days.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He taught me how to make sprinkles.
That's the funniest thing you've ever heard.
Because we have tiny hands.
I just pictured him teaching how to make sprinkles. I'm going to start peeing my pants.
We have very tiny hands. That's why we're able to make the sprinkles. So that's what we do.
I just had the most adorable picture of you making sprinkles. And I want that. I want somebody to shoot that photo album and put it on my desktop for a screensaver.
He taught me. And so we have this moment where we both lock eyes from across the room because we're the only people that we can make eye contact with. It's like
hilarious.
Eyes and knees. That's all we're seeing. Like, oh, hey, eyes. That's
eyes and knees.
So then we see that, and we have this moment of, okay, like, do we have to have a knife fight now? Like,
oh my god!
What? Dude, like, what has to go down?
You'd open him with open arms.
No, nay.
You're being for real right now. Like, the eyes lock, and it was like, oh, and in your head you go. It's almost like Seinfeld seeing Newman. You're like, Nevecki. And he sees you and he goes, Hollywood Williams. And you guys just have a stare down. That's incredible.
That's funny.
Good to know that there's a lot of action happening 4 feet below us.
There is. It's a world you have no idea about. I know that movie The Borrowers came out a few years back. But all the people, like,
it's an underworld, man.
Literally.
You guys are like Fraggle Rock.
Darn right. Every now and then, that little St. Bernard comes in and, like, fucks up our day. Five people who never remember Fraggle Rock are like, he got the reference! Holy shit!
Oh, yeah, dude.
That was a fadeaway jumper. You didn't think that was going in, but
you nailed that.
Hit it!
You nailed that.
Hit it. But, yeah, we were having all these conversations below everyone. Everyone's talking about,
hey, but you can see under girls' dresses.
You're goddamn right I can.
Good man.
It's good. It's wonderful. By the way, Melissa, you need to shave.
Oh, I had pants on.
Shave. Fuck you, Brad Williams. Melissa B. Senor knows what she's doing down there,
that's
okay?
Right.
So why don't you stop looking up dresses and stop looking at Nick Nowecki in his big old sprinkle eyes?
Sprinkle?
You think you're so good at making sprinkles? Make me a cupcake, bitch. Make me a cupcake for my motherfucking birthday with some taco sprinkles, maybe some root beer, or creamsicle sprinkles. Creamsicle is my favorite flavor. Melissa's wearing a creamsicle shirt. I'm about to take that shit off and put it in a bowl and eat it.
It's a blouse. I don't know why I did that.
It's a blouse. Brought it all back. You know what?
Blouse.
Speaking of bringing it all back, there's a segment that we haven't done on this show in a while that now that we have someone that can do impressions, we should do.
Are we at the turning point already?
I think we are.
We started late. We can go a little late.
Can we, Dick?
Dick.
What's going
on? This is on me. I'll take the fall for this.
Well,
because I saw our last episode, we were like at 50 minutes.
Yeah.
And the other ones have been like 105.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is on me. I'll take the fall, Dick.
All right, Dick. Look up some slow jazz piano music. Like some slow. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring back Celebrity Serenades right now.
Wow.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. We haven't done it. Well, you know, there's only a handful.
Now, do we decide on what voice to do or what?
You can just, well, I think we say it before we do it.
Okay.
So that people know. But, I mean, for you, that's going to be a problem because yours are so spot on.
Yeah.
Well, some.
So, can you do a me?
No. Oh, perfect.
There you go. All right, here's how Celebrity Serenades works. We're going to do some impressions of celebrities picking up either women or men at a bar.
So somebody plays the bartender, somebody plays the patron, the male or female, mm-hmm. and somebody plays a celebrity hitting on the person. So why don't we do one first so you can see how it goes, yeah?
Yeah, sure. I'd love
so
to.
So Melissa, you'll be the girl and Brad will be the bartender.
Just yeah. as myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a girl. Or you can be a, you know.
A girly. Girl. I want to be a girly yeah, yeah. girl.
Okay. All right,
I'll
you do
be,
that.
Who are you going to do? I don't know. Who can I do that I haven't done already? I've done Jay Leno. I've done Morgan Freeman. I've done Tony Danza. I've done yeah. Splinter. Sexually. I've done them all sexually.
Sure, sure. Did you do, I think you did Robert Downey Jr. as
well. I
did
Robert Downey Jr.
All right. Have we gone
I'm doing
through?
ADR for Vince Vaughn next week, but I mean, my Vince Vaughn isn't like that great.
Wait.
But it's good enough apparently to do him for the movie.
Well, I've got an impression that I could do.
Who?
We could switch it up. That now we brought this up at the live show, that or the show we did at the Hollywood Improv, but we haven't aired that show yet,
yeah.
so people don't know I could do this impression.
Who is it?
Ron Jaworski, ESPN football
oh,
analyst.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay.
It's one of the only ones I could do moderately well.
All
so
right,
if
well,
you,
let's
so
do it.
If you watch ESPN. So, Adam, you're the bartender. Melissa, you will be playing
okay.
the part of the hot chick.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then I will be playing the part of Ron okay. Jaworski.
Excuse me, miss. Wait, let's wait till the music comes back in. Is it almost done? Oh, maybe just replay it, Dick.
So I already have my drink and stuff?
Yeah.
Stick to the script. Excuse me, miss.
Yes?
There's a gentleman here that'd like to buy you a beverage.
I'm not interested. Thank you, though.
Well, he's right over there, and I think you may be after you talk to him. She's all yours, sir.
Hello, ma'am. I am ESPN football analyst Ron Jaworski. I've been noticing you from across the bar. I had to make my way through the patrons, over the middle, and now I find myself here, ready to penetrate your end zone. Does this sound like something that you would want to do with me, Ron Jaworski, former quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, owner of the Arena Football League team, Philadelphia Soul? No one's better. No one can get it done, and no one loves Philly more than me.
Oh, God, no. That just sounds so terrible.
Now, you say that right now, but many people told Peyton Manning he couldn't come back from a neck injury. But now he's lighting it up for the Denver Broncos all over the field. And now I feel like I could light it up all over your face.
You're giving me a headache.
You may say that now, but once you have, there's a reason why my nickname is Jaws. Let me tell you.
Bartender?
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you
Please,
to leave.
Tell Yes.
And ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to leave with him.
No. I can't
yeah.
go. I can't
yeah,
go with
going.
This guy. He,
yeah.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
I'm going to show you what the 3-4 defense is like in your vagina.
Okay, even that sounded
oh,
a little too rapey. I'm going to have to stop you right there, sir. All right. Well, good job.
There you go.
Do you want to play? Does someone want to play a girl and I play Owen?
Yeah. I'll be
oh,
a girl.
There you go.
I'll
okay.
be a girl.
Okay. Excuse me, miss?
Yes?
Wait,
1 second. Crystal! Crystal! Your drink's been here for 45 minutes. Oh, really? Well, why don't I call your boyfriend and tell him you're talking to that guy? Fucking slut. Okay, so what's up?
Speaking of drinks, a young gentleman over here would like to buy you a drink.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it's Owen Wilson, man. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love you. You're in that movie with the fish. What is it?
Cars?
Aging Nemo? No.
No, I was in Cars.
Cars.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's right.
Yeah, Cars.
You were the voice of the car.
The red car.
The red car.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have a red car.
That's great. You know what? Can I get you a little something? You know, yeah.
Oh
like
my God,
a rum
totally.
And Coke or something.
A
yeah.
rum and Coke? Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, do you is. Yeah, it's could you're not gonna roofie it, are you?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
You said that you really just seem very assured about.
I'm really excited to have you roofie.
I gotta go, Crystal.
No, come here, come back.
What?
I want you to smell my breath.
I can smell it from here. You're 2 inches from my face.
Yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God, it smells like peanuts and.
Hey, you know what? You're probably one of the most beautiful girls I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. Do you mean it?
Yeah. Oh, don't cry.
It's just that I had a long day, and my boyfriend said that I look like Sharon Stone,
no,
but Sharon Stone after she got hit by a Quiznos truck.
No, you're lovely, and I love your hairy mustache. And I love all your moles. You're really...
My moles?
You're beautiful. Yeah. Like the James Blunt song. Have you heard of it? That's a good song.
James Blunt? Well, I've actually got a confession to make.
Oh, God.
Because I'm actually James Blunt, the singer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I love you, James.
I had a sex change, but this is my real voice.
Can I roofie you, James?
You can.
Yeah.
And I'll roofie you, and we can roofie a song. We can roofie each other, and we can sing a song about it, and it'll be called.
That sounds fun, yeah.
Yeah.
called Roofied Penis Nose.
That's a great Owen Wilson.
Yeah, it is. Now,
yeah, are you gonna roofie me? Yeah.
I can't do it, but I have to make a request because this came into my head as soon as I saw your video. Mm. I would love to see
Barbara Walters.
Barbara Walters at a bar.
Who were you gonna say?
I was gonna say either Barbara or Kathy Griffin. I'll let you choose.
I mean, Barbara would be great, and I'll be just an older man
at the
bar.
Okay, I'll try. I'll really try. Okay.
Okay.
Probably
sorry.
Yeah.
Face was funny.
Excuse me. Do you have any more of those little peanuts with the cream on them?
Yes, we do have those peanuts with the cream on them. Speaking of old things with cream on it, this lady over here.
What?
Hello, I'm Barbara Walters. Oh. So good to meet you.
Oh, good to meet you too. How old are you?
I can't remember.
I only date women under the age of 20.
Oh. I'm 19.
Aren't you on a show called 2020?
Yes.
Weren't you born in 1920?
I was. I love the 20s. 2020. 2020.
What are you, retarded? What is this? What is this, a terrible episode of Sesame Street? Where they say the same number?
You are retarded. You deserve a punch in the face.
What's your favorite food? Hey, what'd you just throw on me?
I just threw my drink at you. I had an apple juice.
I love apple juice. I love apple sauce. I love apple teenies.
Well, my middle name's Apple.
I hate you.
I'm really trying, guys.
That's a great Barbara Walters.
This is perfect.
Wait, all right, we got to get another one out of you. I don't even know why I was trying to think of doing any.
Oh, man.
Sarah Silverman's pretty good. Have you heard hers?
I haven't heard of Sarah Silverman.
Oh my God. I am so hairy. The other day I went to get my eyebrows waxed, and they said, for you, we'll give you 50% off. I said, why? Because I'm Sarah Silverman. They said, no, because you only have one eyebrow.
Dude, wow!
How incredible is that?
That's awesome! Nice,
you know what? Here's the other great thing about your impressions, and this is, I think, I don't know if you do this innately, but like, your face transforms.
Yeah, it does.
And I feel like you can't do a good impression without doing that. Mm-mm. Because you're seeing that, and that's what you,
uh-huh.
right? So you're like, I'm going to just, yeah.
My face could look like her when I do.
It's incredible. Even the Natalie Portman, though. Like,
oh,
sure.
Yeah, Natalie.
And with Kathy Griffin.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're having a great time.
Now,
we,
Wanda.
We got to have you back,
Wanda
though.
Wanda Sykes. Yeah, I'd love to be back.
And Arnold
guys.
Schwarzenegger. Hey, you want to be my maid?
Melissa, plug your stuff. Where can people find you?
MelissaViaSignora.com, everyone. I post everything there. Stand-up shows, my monthly show at Steve Allen Theater. It's sketches, stand-up, and songs.
Yeah, you got to go see that. Melissa's live
Fantastic.
Show is incredible.
Well,
did you say your Twitter already?
Oh, Twitter, Melissa VPs, P-E-S.
And you'll be on the road. Check the website. You'll be colleges.
I'll be on the road. Clubs and colleges, man. That's right. You see her all over,
You've
man.
You've seen her all over the place.
You've seen her all over the map.
Go see Melissa Villaseñor.
Thanks,
go
guys.
To,
you guys
go
are the best.
To Adam Ray TV.
Woo!
AdamRayTV.com. My new holiday video will be up Wednesday called A Very Sloppy Christmas. We're two drunk guys sing the holiday classics. Find me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Brad and I will be at the Parlor Live this weekend, December 20th through the 22nd.
Yes, BradWilliamsComedy.com. Find me on Twitter at FunnyBrad. This has been the About Last Night show. Please try to remember our names
guys.
In the morning.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Well, I should have known it wouldn't be all right.
Go Cast Network.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me. takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.